Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so we've talked about all the new things happening, the regionalization, the library mobile.
The garden.
The remodel.
Book lockers.
We've talked about, book lockers in four places, and then delivery services.
We're fine free.
We
have more than just books, like cake pans and board games.
Yeah, we've talked about the history of the library, where it came, and why Whittington is called that.
That's right. We've talked about a lot of stuff. Some of our big programs coming up, Show Me Your Library Card Month.
It's happening right now. Banned Books Week.
It's coming up.
So we've talked about, like, the history, the present, and kind of the future of where we're going. But we need to put some soul into it.
Okay.
You know, we need to talk about, like, why this is important. Why should someone care about the library? And what better way to do that is to tell people why we care
the
library.
Huh?
No pressure.
Okay. All right. So you're first then, right?
All right. Yeah. I'll do this. I had a list of things that I loved about the library, but they were all very, like, very individualistic. Like, I like etiquette books, and they have, you know, and but that was, like,
you would.
Me. Yeah.
You would. Okay.
That's what I checked out as a kid.
I like the 364s.
Yeah.
True crime.
I wanted to go broader with my list. So I guess the first thing I love about the library is the inclusivity.
Okay.
You know, we even spoke to the architect yesterday, and he mentioned that library is one of the few places where there's children running around, and then there's older people in the book stacks, and then there's people my age.
And from all backgrounds.
Yeah.
All walks of life.
It's rich people. It's poor people. It's in the middle people.
And everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have something for everyone, too.
And every services, it doesn't change based on any demographic of that. So, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, whether you're poor or rich, you get the same service, you get the same help.
Yeah, you get your library card.
And you get a library card.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Now I'm going to feel weak about my list. So, because I said, you know, I kind of went around and did a couple of services and, like, departments. Like, one of my favorite things about our library is our youth department.
Yeah.
Now, I probably would have ignored it 6-7 years ago. Not ignore, but, you know, like, I do work for them, but whatever. But now I have a daughter.
And so you get to see it, like, firsthand.
I have a daughter. She's turning 7.
What?
And she loves the children's department. She wants to go there every time we visit the library, and she wants to play in the kitchen, and we take home a giant stack of books, and she loves absolutely everyone, and it's just magical.
Our children's department or youth services department is... They're rock stars.
They really are. And I am so excited that Scout's going to grow up with the library growing.
Right.
Because, like, she's going to experience this expansion and then all the new things for kids. And then she's going to get to experience it for kids and then for teens.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's something I never...
She'll get to see, like, the big new teen ideas and stuff.
That's
and...
right. So I think one of my favorite things is our youth department. They're fun. They let me make really fun graphics and stuff for them. And... you know.
They have the funnest programs. Even as, like, an adult, I'll go over there and see they're like, oh, you guys, you got popsicle sticks or something?
Right, like, what are you doing with those pipe cleaners?
Yeah, what's with the milk cartons?
Yeah,
like, I want to help.
Like. Right, exactly.
Whenever I first interviewed for this job, I was, you know, around town. I'm not from Hot Springs, and that was number one thing that people kept on saying. It was like, oh, Miss Tiffany and Miss Katie.
Oh, I know. We used to do when we would do the parades, like, I mean, I'd be one of the ones out there put synchronized book cart dancing, and everybody's just like, Miss Tiffany, Miss Katie. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
here
whatever.
I'm here, too.
I'm just here.
Yeah.
Chop liver.
Yeah. But they're great. All of them over there.
Let's see. This is more generic too. Like I said, I went generic in general with my list, but it's the customer service.
That's good.
And it kind of hits on that inclusivity part too, of where we will try to give you the best customer service. It doesn't matter what you look like, where you're from, what accent you use,
what
or even
you're checking out,
or
what you're looking for.
Yeah,
like,
what questions you're asking. We've heard everything. We've seen the weirdest things. And so, like, I think librarians are one of the few places where you can go ask the most absurd question and get a blank stare back and,
right.
you know, a straight face. It's like, oh, well, it's over here.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's a good point.
People try to give us a rise, you know, and try to throw us off, and it just doesn't faze us. But I like that, you know. I like that you can come in and, oh, well, we have a book on this. You can use this online resource, or you can go to this place here in town. Like,
that's right. And we've always gotten a lot of, not all, I mean, I won't say always, but for the most part, we get a lot of praise for our customer service because it's the main, that's what our focus is taking care of our patrons. That's not going to change when we remodel. It's going to be a lot different in how you interact with the staff at the library, but it's still going to be a personal service focused on customer service. And
for the remodel too, our customer service is going to be even better because we get to streamline some of this stuff. We're not telling you to walk 500 yards and 500 feet to go talk to someone else. Like, it's going to be right at the door.
That's right. So I'm excited for that too.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Something else that's, I kind of touched on this with my last one, but just our growth. You know, the library's expansion it's rapidly becoming one of my favorite things because, like I said about Scout, how she's going to be growing with the library, I feel like I've kind of done that.
You've been with the library for a while.
I started at the library in 2002. I mean, I left for 6 or 7 years, but I've been there a really long time.
Yeah.
I started there shelving books when I was 16, and then I started clerking. That's when we had the computers with the black screen and the green cursor, you know? We had, like, two internet computers that had dial-up that had a 15-minute limit, which was just silly because it took you that long to connect, you know? And then I remember training for when we switched over to workflows.
Yeah, you guys were on Horizon.
And then we went from, so, I mean, I've been there a long time, and I've seen it grow in a lot of ways, but this is going to be a growth that I've never encountered, and I'm excited to talk about it.
And I like the idea of, you know, we always say, and this will probably be, like, one of mine, too, but, like, as a community center, you know, the library, there used to be this view in the libraries that it's, like, it's just for books, and it's old ladies
and
with glasses, and you got to be quiet.
Yeah.
And finally, it's like, no, libraries are like, you can go see movies there. You can watch bluegrass. You can, like, we're going to have a teen area with video games.
Yeah.
And so I like that idea, too, of growth.
What's funny, though, you say that about, you know, the stereotypical, like, library and the shush. I found a stack of, like, black and white photos from back in the Woodbine days of the library. And I'm just amazed at the number of, like, the old, you know, older ladies with the cat eye glasses and all the cigarettes.
Yeah.
There's so much smoking. It's just funny for anybody who remembers old enough to, like, there was smoking everywhere you went.
That was like the, because I came from OU and our photo album, that was it. It was just older ladies with glasses smoking above, like on the card catalog.
Right.
So it's just miles of paper underneath.
Oh,
and they're just, so we're not that anymore.
No,
you're not going to come in.
There's definitely like, no smoking.
We are a smoke-free zone. And I guess, all right, third one for me is, we've talked about this multiple times. And you've probably heard us, but item variety.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a book guy anyway. I love, like, books. I love reading.
Paper books or e-books?
I like physical books.
Okay.
E-books are fine. And I listen to audiobooks, like, in the car if I have a trip or something. But I like the physical books. But now it's like we're getting a library of things.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's board games and yard games, and we're going to have, like, a fondue set or tools.
Ice cream machine.
Whenever, if I don't have it at home, and I'm too broke to go buy it, and I don't want to, and I'm only going to use it once to see if I like it, I can go to the library.
Like for cake pans.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one.
Yeah.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
My third one, it kind of relates to yours about inclusivity, but mine is about accessibility.
Oh, okay.
Delivery, book lockers, curbside pickup, digital library card offering, you know, downloadables. We have
interlibrary loan.
So
books by mail.
Even if you live in Garland County and you are like maybe say you're homebound or you have health issues, we can sign you up for books by mail or we mail you things for free. We deliver to like I think the last stat was about like 93% of Garland County, which is, Garland County is a large area.
It's huge.
You know, yeah, and we have one location, so we deliver to such a large area of the county. And even before all that, we set up curbside pickup, which I love because I will go out of my way to not interact sometimes when I go places. So no, just having the option of like, I can't get out of my car right now. I got too much stuff going on. You know, kids
in the back.
It's raining. Like, I could just pick up my holds like that.
I do like that because it's for the introverts and the extroverts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, you want to come in and talk to us and help us find, you know, help you find something?
Right.
Absolutely. If you never want to see us.
Yeah.
You don't have
to. You can go online. You can put something on hold. You can have it routed to a book locker. You can go there at night when no one's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Not talk to anybody but you.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, it's accessibility.
All right. Mine flows right into that. And this is one that's kind of weird topic to talk about, I think, for, like, the general public. But once we start talking about it, they'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Privacy.
Okay.
Like, the right to...
You say that, and I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. You know, we work in the library, but I can understand how, you know, people are very hesitant of, like, oh, they, you know, the librarians, they just want to know what I check out or where I live. And we don't.
We have no history of that.
Yeah, we have no history of that.
Yeah.
We protect you as much as we can. We might have cameras, but they're not for the public use. They're only for, like, criminal-like investigations.
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's, and that's like the darker aspect of privacy, but it's also the self-checkouts. It's also the lockers. It's also the holds and the curbside pickups.
It's a sense of privacy and what you're, and you know, that's honestly, like, I think that I like ebooks because, like, I don't really like to talk about what I'm reading.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd rather just have a nondescript thing in front of me so nobody knows what I'm reading. That way, maybe I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey for the 50th time.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know, and you don't need to know. And it goes back to that, like, try to stump us with weird questions. There's not a book in there that we're going to be like, oh?
What's your go-to? So, like, whenever you're looking something up or whatever in the catalog, do you have a go-to book?
I have a nerdy go-to book because... As cataloger for years, I know how to, like, Boolean searches work, you know, and it's like to, or, and, or with.
Okay.
And I always look to have and have not because it's...
Yeah, that's got to be That's a good one.
So that's what I...
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine's crafting with cat hair. I mean, always. I'll try to use it for anything I can.
Our director's is Oathbringer. It's a fantasy series by Brandon Sanderson. My favorite series.
Uh-huh.
And I love him for that.
Our IT guy's is Churros.
Churros. Or Catcher in the Rye, which is...
So, we've all kind of got our own. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Okay, this is one that's going to be really foreign to most people because it's kind of a... The feeling of being the only person in the building. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm an early person, and I get up there. Sometimes, like, I'm the first one there, and, like, I'm the one that gets to go and I turn the lights on. Like, I unarm the building. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, a sense of, like, calm and quiet before the day. Because, like, any day, any one day, like, 1,000 people can come through our doors.
And 1,000 instances of, like...
us helping people, the book
panic
being exchanged,
or is
the amount of materials that goes through every day. So it's just like whenever I get there and I'm the first one, like I kind of go in the door and just kind of like
there's that library smell,
you know,
like it's just this, like, it's a calming place.
Yeah, so I know that one's kind of a weird one. That one's a little personal to me, just
because
I've been there so long, and I kind of it's like a second home now, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I guess for my last one, it was funny. I actually have a story. I don't know when you'll hear this, but last night I saw a Gail Gibbons on hoopladigital.com, a Gail Gibbons, like, 8-minute video of a book that she did.
Okay.
And I was trying to tell, the person I'm with, I'm like, this means so much to me, and I'm going to show you why. And I pulled out... a library book that the school librarian gave me whenever I was, you know, like 6 or 7 years old. And I walked through the book with her. It was Gail Gibbons' Seasons of Arnold's Apple Tree. But it was so weird to see, like, inside that book, and it's, you know, it's an easy book for little kids. It was like, here's an apple pie recipe. And I was like, do you see where, like, I get this? Uh-huh. Here's an apple cider recipe. And I was like, just the library itself, that one book not only, like, changed my profession, but it I developed so many things from it. Like, I make apple pies now, and it's from this book that mm-hmm. I read that a school librarian gave me when I was 6 or 7.
Aww.
And I like the idea of a librarian or that particular book having transformative powers.
That any book in our building can change someone's life.
Yeah.
You know?
And so looking back, I see all my personality like kind of tied into this one librarian instance of this one book.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, and so I like that for kids and for adults.
So that's your last one?
That's my last one.
All right. I'm going to regret this as soon as I say it. You know what my last one is?
Friendship.
You. I know. We've been doing the radio together for a long time.
Going on 7 years?
We've done this podcast, which has been fun.
Yeah.
We've worked together for a long time.
Yeah.
I ask you for a lot of pun advice
mm-hmm.
or run stupid tweets by you before I tweet them.
Yeah. Without the library, I don't even know if we would be friends.
No. I don't just mean you. Just we have some wonderful coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the people that have been there a long time. So mm-hmm. I've known some of these people since 2002.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy the friendships you make not only with your coworkers but with the patrons.
It's,
you know, I've developed like real relationships just from people coming in the library and like chatting about stuff, or you know,
you get regulars and you build friendships outside of the library, people you see in the library.
Yeah.
We're so diverse, and like I'm friends with my coworkers that I have outside of library stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like we find stuff to talk about. But there's zero, you know what I mean? We're night and day different.
Right.
Like we, but at work, we're all friends.
Yeah.
Like that's a good one. I like that a lot.
I regret it.
Yeah, I bet. That should have been like mine, and you should have had like.
I was hoping I was going to go last, so I could be like, mm-hmm, that's right.
One of me on the friendship.
Ha.
Yeah. But no, it's and I think from all of us, we wouldn't be here at all without patrons.
Oh, absolutely.
So really, it's you guys listening. It's you guys. It's everyone out there trying to get energized about the library, telling us what we can do better, telling us what you love, and getting more people interested in inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Like as we're coming up on the next couple of years of growth and expansion, we
mm-hmm.
you know, we want everybody to get a library card. We want everybody to know what we're doing, to be excited with us, because we're doing this for our community.
Yeah, we want you to have a library card, and we want you there, and we want you excited. We want you to love it. We want you to like us and tell us. Yeah, I'm gonna love it. So I'm hoping we all get to do this together. So this has been a list of what Aaron and I personally feel like, but we hope it extends to you, the listener.
That's right. Well said, Brent.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out
from the Garland County Library.
New episodes release each Friday from the Razorback Camper Sale Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.